Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think we're about to squash Emoji Gate. Mike Florio said, yo, why are they doing this wacky process? Okay. Rob Butler, Jaden Daniels' agent, quote tweeted it with the Is that the right way to describe that emoji, Jeff?
Yeah.
I think it's entirely possible to see that as him disagreeing with the tweet. Like, yo, I don't really think this is accurate. I think it's also entirely possible to view it as, maybe this guy's on to something. There are two sides to that coin. I recognize that. And then, Toby, what bothered you was a tweet that he liked. Remind me.
Yeah, he liked a tweet that basically said, how many teams do this? Why do I care how he interacts with players he's never going to play with? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. News has come to my attention. Another liked tweet has come to my attention. I want to credit Youngest Haley for making me aware of this. Washington, D.C. Sports News tweeted out, this is JD's agent disagreeing with the take, in my opinion. Let's not let Twitter dilute our draft thoughts, please. And Ron Butler, Jaden Daniels' agent, also liked that tweet that said this is him disagreeing with the Florio take. That, to me, is the overriding answer here. In the words of old Bill Shakespeare, this is the ultimate much ado about nothing. And is everybody on board?
I think we were backpedaled about 9 minutes. I thought that at that moment.
Okay. B was ahead of the curve. Toby, you seem to disagree.
I think all of the hype is about nothing.
Well, okay, so I don't think it's that big of a deal, but why is it now that they're meeting with the Vikings after reports were saying it was hard for them to get a Vikings meeting for so long?
Maybe the Vikings saw them meeting all these other people, and the Vikings were moved by decided, let me try to talk to them because I may be able to move up.
This is the news here. Former LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, this is from Tom Pelissero, who lives in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Lest anybody not believe this. Former LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is scheduled to have dinner tonight with Vikings brass in Baton Rouge, per his agent, per Ron Butler. Mm-hmm. Minnesota owns the 11th and 23rd picks and has been gathering in all the info in case there's an opportunity to move up for one of the top quarterbacks.
So yesterday when we talked to Albert Breer, he said exactly that, that bringing everybody in may make somebody else think they can move up and try and do something. If they come with the right price, then you got something that you could be working with, right?
Maybe the Vikings really want J.J. McCarthy and are worried the Patriots are going to take him. And so they're looking at their other options. Like, I don't know.
I think the whole thing of like, listen, man, let's be real. There are people who don't want Jaden Daniels, who are making this a big thing and trying to make it out to where Jaden and his agent are doing stuff. That's where I think a lot of the hype come from.
I think there's a lot of people that do want Jaden Daniels, though, and think that the agent's pissed off and are worried about it.
Well, but I think the agent isn't pissed off. I think you're going to read sometimes what you want. You got to begin to decipher some things, you know. And the other teams now are starting to make a move. Hey, maybe you think you got a chance or not. But the ultimate thing is we can't keep looking at words. And overreacting, because words don't tell you nothing. They don't give you inflection. They don't give you much of what. And we take a word and we have five arguments about four or five words or emoji. And then all
we
of a sudden,
about words. We find out emoji.
We find out later on, none of it made sense.
Jeff, what?
Now I was laughing because as I'm looking on Twitter, somebody said Drake Mays smoked everybody at Topgolf. Jaden Daniels' agent saw that and was pissed.
What if Michael Penix just shows up with the smoothest lefty swing? He looks like Fred Couples out there, and they're like, F it. We're trading back. We're taking Penix. You see the way that dude hits a 7-iron?
I don't think that's going to happen.
I did see a video of Drake May swinging a golf club, and he looks like somebody that you'd enjoy playing golf with, B-Mitch.
What, does he know how to chug vodka? Because that's who I enjoy playing golf with.
You know who I enjoy playing golf with that play quarterback here? Any quarterback that can play. I don't give a damn if you can play golf. I know a lot of people might get caught up in that. Brian Mitchell thinks like this. If the damn guy is going to make the team better, I'll play golf with him, bowl with him, drink with him, whatever. If he can't play football, to hell with him.
Bill Belichick talking to Pat McAfee about pre-draft visits.
It wasn't more of a recruiting for us. It was informational gathering. But I think we had maybe as many as a dozen come in on the same day. And a lot of times we'd combine the groups, so quarterbacks, tight ends, receivers, so that we could interact and work with them individually, but also collectively see them, you know, work together with each other, the quarterback call play and a receiver talk about what he'd do on it and things like that, or, you know, four or five, six linemen at the same time, so you could kind of, you know, be a little more efficient in terms of the staff time spending with them. But sometimes that's just dependent upon what the player's schedule is. And so some guys, you know, will take 20 or visits, and other guys will have two or three. So scheduling sometimes becomes a difficult part of those 30 visits. But, yeah, I can see bringing in a lot of guys at one time. It is an efficient way to use the visit time for your staff, because the more you tie your staff up on those visits, then the less productive you can be doing other things.
Yeah, and that makes sense. You know, in the college world, I've gotten dropped in there. They have those recruiting weekends, you know, some of these schools. And it's like every weekend, it's a recruiting weekend. And these coaches, like, you got to recruit via phone all week. You got to prepare for a team. And then you got a recruiting weekend. And then I talked to Oregon coach Dan Lanning. And, you know, Washington's probably going to be pretty similar with your son and the entire crew up there with Fish. They schedule like one weekend because it's such a far trip. And it's like we have our recruiting weekend with a lot of our recruits. And then it also frees up us for football for all the other times.
Listening to them just now, and you can think what you want about Bill, and he'd say we were bringing as many as 12, and they won 6 Super Bowls, 10, they went to 10 of them, whatever. I would take that over what the hell the people that take only one and what they've been doing. We haven't seen a playoff win. When McAfee mentioned college, it took me back. When you go on a recruiting visit in college, what do? They may have 3-4 of the top quarterbacks the same weekend. They may have 20, 30 people there. It wasn't a problem then. Why is it such a problem now? When you've been to Maryland at the games, when they bring in the recruits, it's not one or two people. It's multiple people. It's something that has been going on. And listening to Bill, you've heard him say, so at first we thought it was the 49ers. Now we know it's the Patriots. If you keep asking, I'm sure this is not the only two that did it.
Well, and I think it's a good time to remind people that Adam Peters broke in as a scout with the Patriots in the Belichick mold.
Yeah.
So, like, when we go talk to Adam Peters this afternoon and he, say, he talks for 15 minutes, it doesn't really say anything, remember, he's of the Belichick mold. When Belichick says, yeah, we used to bring and Belichick made a great point there. The longer you have front office guys who aren't necessarily their job is talent evaluation. Yo, how fast, what is the 10-yard split for a right guard that we need to operate our offense at its most efficient, and what can this kid do? What can our strength and speed guys get him to do in 2 years? Mm-hmm. Their job is not to see how guys interact and if a wideout seems like a selfish guy or if he seems like a team guy. Like, that's probably more for coaches. And the more time you have visits, people get tours around here, right, B?
Yep.
And it's cool, you go talk to the kids as much as you can, but we also got to work. So I can wrap my head around a lot of it. I think more than anything, it's because this is quarterbacks. If they brought in 8 offensive linemen and took them all to the zoo and then they went and got ice cream, nobody would care.
But the whole thing about it, Jay, they brought in about 20 players. They didn't just bring in quarterbacks.
Right.
And I think that's the laziness of us in the media, laziness of individuals to where you're only focusing on the quarterbacks. They brought in like 20 people. So they did bring in more than just the quarterbacks. And as Bill is stating, you have multiple coaches. So the quarterbacks can be with the quarterback coach. The receivers can be with the receiver coach. You can do a multitude of things at one time and still not have everybody in the same thing at all times. But we all know that they're not drafting four quarterbacks. You got to draft one of the four. And what's the best way of finding out who's the best when you want to do something? Put them side by side and let them do the exact same things together.
Hopefully they're not judging them on who hits the seven iron best, but the interaction with people.
I think Topgolf just happens to be a spot to where they can have some fun, let the guys relax a little bit instead of being so – because I will tell you, sitting down talking to the guys at the combine, that wasn't fun and comfortable.
Nerve-wracking.
It was nerve-wracking.
And the other thing that, especially for folks out of the area that listen to the show that are Skins fans, I think it's worth pointing out, Topgolf is also 300 yards from the practice facility. It's right across the street. They didn't have to get on a school bus and go a half hour away.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.